So again, we're in Kuf Chav Ches. Baruch Hashem, this week we started we started the second Chaylik of Mishnah Berurah. So we're talking about what we call Duchening, right? Siyas Kapayim. So the last thing we learned, that we did Gimel, is we learned in base that if a Kohen can and does not want to duchen, he violates one or three assays. In Gimel we saw that if the Kohen duchen already once today, on that day I should say, so then he, and then the second time, let's say they need him for a different duchening, so then since he duchened already once today, so he does not violate the assays. He doesn't violate anything anymore. Mishbura explained, I don't know if we did this last time, because he did the mitzvah. He fulfilled the mitzvah, and the Torah does not obligate him more than once a day. However, if the Kohen went up a second time, so then he has to make a new bracha. Well, let's say, right, he duchened at the Ashkama minyan, and then he's going to go to the regular minyan. So you'd say, well, he fulfilled the mitzvah already. So you'd say, since he fulfilled the mitzvah, maybe he doesn't make a bracha. Answer is no. It's a separate mitzvah. And therefore, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even in that same shul, certainly if he went to another shul, but even in the same shul, he's duchening the second time, so even though he did the mitzvah, but still the second time when he duchens, he does make a bracha. Dal, kesha ha-kohanim einam rotzim la'alos l'duchen. If the Kohanim don't want to go up in Duchen, Mishnah Berurah says, for example, the person is weak, so maybe he did once already, or whatever. Or let's say even if he didn't do it once, he can't Duchen for whatever reason. They don't have to go outside the shul, so we know they leave. We'll explain why in a second. But the question is, how long do they have to leave for? Well, again, we'll explain why they should leave in a second. But how long do they have to stay out for? 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a year? Maybe they like that, but not here. Ella b'shasha kora ha-chazen kohanim. All they have to do is when the chazen says kohanim, that's when they have to be out for.
It says chazen begin. He must go out before the chazen begins saying the blessing ritzeh. Is that the?
Hold off. That's not what the chazen says. Hold on. Aval kedei shelo yomru, next page, shehem pegumim. Since we don't want people say that they are blemished kohanim, everyone knows what that means. Their lineage is something's wrong with the lineage. So therefore, nahagu shelo likanes lebeis haknesset asher ganru birkas kohanim. Even though when the chazan says kohanim, they could really, they're out for that, and since they were out for the call, they could come back in really for duchening, right? And you can imagine maybe a kohen is weak, so he can't do birkas kohanim, but maybe he'd like to receive birkas kohanim. Can understand that. So really, he could do that. He could come in for birkas kohanim, but we don't want people to say when they come back in and he's in the crowd, people say, maybe they found out something about him. And then all sorts of rumors go around. So therefore, we have a custom, even though technically you can come in, we have a custom that they stay out. They stay out till after the whole Birkas Kohanim. Now, as Mr. Ripps pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that really, from the Eli Rabbah, that they should leave before Ritzeh, which is obviously way before Kohanim, right? Way before that. And basically that's what we do. We'll see about this a little later, that they leave earlier. They leave before Ritzeh, if for whatever reason they don't want to or cannot duchen. Okay, let's go on to Hey. Lo yalu ha-kohanim l'duchen. This is a famous halakha, right? Everybody knows this. The kohanim shouldn't go up to duchen. Bemina alaim, they shouldn't go up with shoes, wearing shoes. Avo bakte shokayim shari, bakte shokayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains are basically boots, high boots. wear boots. Okay, so everybody's looking at me like, wait, that's, well, I don't understand that.
Wait, that's okay.
Why could they wear boots? They could wear high boots, not galoshes. Well, we'll get to that. That's a good question. Hold off on that. Why is, like, I'm sure everybody's assuming, well, they don't wear any shoes. We'll talk about going up barefoot. That's a separate issue. And look at the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'yesh machmir im'imahem shel or. Some people are machmir if the boots are made out of leather. But still, he says, some people are machmir. Some people are machmir if the boots are made out of leather. So I'm sure, I mean, I saw a lot of people looking at me like, huh? Of course you can't wear boots. Why can't they wear boots? Machar was saying they can wear boots, but they can't wear shoes. Manishtana. What's the difference? Good question. So the answer is that you're going to have to come back on Sunday to find out. The Meshabura is going to destroy your reason. Like, we all assume that the reason why they don't wear shoes is for a certain reason.
Is that leather boots?
They can go up in leather boots? They can go up in leather boots. Well, the Ramah say the summer machmir, not to. That's a different... Well, they wear boots all the time.
I understand. I'm saying, do they do it in those boots?
I don't know. I haven't been square to... Square Rebbe was at the Leviathan, the Rishi was Leviathan, but that's a different story. But anywho, first of all, everybody's asking the right question. No, we don't see nobody going up with boots, or we don't see them going up in any of that type of stuff. Of course, we're going to go to the other extreme of could they go up barefoot? We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about what's the difference. And also, we're going to destroy the assumption most of us have, if not all of us have, why they don't wear shoes or whatever, foot coverings. We'll talk about that. And based upon that, we'll understand the difference between boots and shoes. And we'll also talk about a very interesting Mishnah Berurah about where the Kohanim put their shoes. I know, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. But you're going to have to hold away for that. Come back on Sunday, Blinether.
Why do they not wear shoes?
You'll have to find out.